you are there, that I can raise you up, saith the Lord, and take you forth into victory. These last days of this month of April shall be days of blessing and breakthrough. And when you step into May, you shall walk into commanded favor, commanded blessing, and commanded turnaround. For yea, it shall be a season of miracles, saith the Lord. Neighbor, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now. And I know that whatever you need, God's got it. I want you to write down this information, especially if you have not yet been a part of this prophetic move of God with Apostle Broadnax and myself. 8:30 p.m. tonight, Tuesday, April the 27th. And every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, meet us in the prophetic prayer chamber where people are being healed, set free, and delivered at 318-754-0001. That's 318-754-0001. And once you are in the prayer chamber, you simply press *5 on your telephone keypad, and that raises your hand up for prayer. We are literally seeing a move of God happening that is causing miracle healing, miracle breakthrough, restoration in marriages, ministries are exploding, finances are coming. What are you waiting for? If you have not yet joined us, or if it's been a while, get into the prayer chamber, for it is a new season with new anointing, new breakthroughs, and new turnarounds. And whatever it is that you need, God in heaven has it. And I believe that one service, one prophecy, one breakthrough, one turnaround literally will change your destiny. So again, join Apostle Broadnax and myself in church by phone prayer chamber tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 Central Standard Time. If you have someone that you know needs a miracle, have them in the prayer chamber on tonight. There's going to be double portion prophecy, double portion breakthrough, and double portion anointing. Whatever you need, God's got it. And I believe that one service alone will change your destiny. One sister from Michigan called in a few days ago and said, "Prophetess, Apostle, I am so grateful for church by phone." She said, "I don't know what I would do if I didn't have it. Here I've been alone and isolated, battling cancer and COVID, and yet God has brought me into church God to move for you right now? Well, bless God, He is still in the miracle working business. And whatever you need, God can do it. And it's not an accident that you are listening to this broadcast tonight. You are literally in a Holy Ghost setup that is going to cause supernatural miracles and supernatural breakthroughs to come upon thee, saith the Lord. For now is the season and the time. My friend, God is moving and He is speaking, and literally all manners of miracles are happening. And tonight, Tuesday, April the 27th, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, you will see the hand of God move like never before. And God said, double portion, supernatural victory, victory like no other, victory that is going to cause the enemy to flee from your house, flee from your family, flee out of that business. Double portion, complete victory, not in one area, but in all areas. And if you will press, saith the Lord, you will not be the same after tonight. Neighbor, my time is coming close to an end, but I want to give you that information again and remind you that God is moving in the prayer chamber, where there's not just one prophet, but an apostle and the prophet standing together, ministering in double portion anointing and double portion power. And one word from the prophet can change destiny. It doesn't matter what church you belong to. It doesn't matter where you are. If you have a phone and can get into the prayer chamber, I believe that there's going to be a word on tonight that will literally change your destiny. So join Apostle Broadnax and myself on the Church by Phone Prophetic Prayer Chamber tonight. 318-754-0001. Press *5 on your keypad once you're in the prayer chamber. 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Join us tonight. You will not be the same.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word. Good afternoon. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Thank you for tuning in on today. And the scripture is coming from Revelation chapter 2, verses 4, 5, and 7. Revelation chapter 2, verses 4, 5, and 7. Verse 4 says, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." Verse 5, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first work, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlesticks out of his place, except thou repent." Verse 7, "He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Top it, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Jesus started this letter to the Ephesians by complimenting them, describing how they had endured hardship for his name's sake, and they had not grown weary even from the first early day of their ministry. They were still fighting and doing the work of the Lord. Amen. They had put up with hostility from others, but even in all their pursuit of truth and their patience in persecution, they had dropped the ball. So Christ here is criticizing them because the ball that they dropped was because they no longer love one another like they should. Amen? Which Christ has said was the hallmark of his disciples. In John chapter 13, verse 35, Jesus is saying, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another." While the Ephesians were busy rooting out error and expelling false teaching, they had grown suspicious of even the ones amongst them. Amen? And so the good deeds that they done were also motivated only by duty rather than love. So in verse 5, Christ gives three commands when you have fallen from your first love. Number 1, remember the time and date when you had fallen. Then, number 2, repent for your falling. Number 3, return again to your first love. Amen. Now, to remember means to keep on remembering the good old days of your early faith. Compare right now your present with your former state and consider how much better it was then before your fall to where you are now. Think about how much peace, strength, purity, and pleasure you had. Think about how much comfortable you felt when you could lie down at night and sleep. Think about how much better you could handle affliction. And most of all, think about how much you enjoy the favors of providence. Amen. Secondly, we must repent. Repent means to change your mind and confess your sins to the Lord. 1 John 1:9 confirms this saying, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins, and not only that, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Amen.